Governor Hickenlooper says issuing his first veto was a decision he didn't come to lightly. He says it was a tough call.
You won't see me veto very many things because I think it's generally gone, by going through both houses, it gets subjected to a great deal of debate. In this particular case, we just felt that through the executive branch, we can get to a lot of the same goals in a less disruptive way.
Senate Bill 213 would have required a family of four earning between $45,000 and $55,000 each year to pay a monthly premium to enroll a child in the state health care program called CHIP. Hickenlooper worried the fee would cause low-income children to get their health care from emergency rooms instead, costing the taxpayers even more money.
I am from the school that believes everybody should pay something. There should be some sort of a sliding scale. But the way this would have rather dramatically raised the costs for a portion of the families, we felt it would have driven an awful lot of kids off of health coverage.
A large coalition of healthcare advocacy groups, progressive organizations, and nonprofits all lobbied the governor to veto the measure. Bob Semro is with the Bell Policy Center.
This is a great step forward. We think that Governor Hickenlooper did the right thing.
Semro says the bill was inefficient and it would have cost the state a lot of money simply to collect the fees.
We don't think this would have done a great deal to address some of the budget issues in the state. At the same time, it would have been a real substantial financial burden on low-income families.
Under the measure, a family could have paid a maximum of $600 a year to enroll four children. According to a nonpartisan fiscal analysis, the bill would have saved Colorado about $6 million in the next budget cycle. Republican Representative Sherry Giroux of Evergreen was the sponsor. She says that's money the state could use.
We need to be planning for everything we possibly can because next year we're looking at possibly being $700 million in the hole for K-12. I'm not happy with where we're at on this at all.
And unlike the governor, Giroux says she doesn't think the premiums would be overly burdensome for families. And she says she sees a lot of people abusing the current health care program.
This is not the poorest of the poor. We're talking about an income level that a lot of those kids were covered by their parents' insurance. And we know that a lot of parents, they were taking their children off of their private programs and putting them on the state program because they could, and they would save themselves money, which, considering everything that we're struggling with financially in the state, I didn't think it was fair and I didn't think it was right.
Republican Speaker of the House Frank McNulty released a rare statement criticizing Hickenlooper, saying the veto breaks a budget framework all sides agreed on. Hickenlooper says the issue isn't over. He's asked the State Department of Health Care Policy and Financing to work with lawmakers to find cost savings some other way. The governor expects to roll out a plan by November 1st. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.